Our dam project, take four.
First started building in 1994, the Yangtze River includes devastating floods over the centuries, killing thousands and causing millions of damage. It's 7,661 foot, half mile in length, 175 meters high. A total cost of $22.5 billion with 100 workers killed during construction. Despite killing thousands and being the cause of millions of dollars in construction to both wildlife habitats and human homes, the Three Gorges Dam is also very beneficial in many ways. Here's Riley and Atlanta to digest the differences in the ways that the dam has affected both plant and animal life, as well has been one of the most talked about conflicts in China still to this day.
Some of the pros are it powers a huge country, it offers 18 nuclear power plants, it's a renewable form of energy, it helps with flood control, it's eco-friendly, it serves as an income-generating project, and helps with ships' navigation because it's a wider transport network, which means more navigable than ever.
Some of the cons include relocation of locals, erosion, death of river life, water pollution, the uprooting of trees, the relocation of animals. It deprives energy from those living in rural communities. It triggers earthquakes in landscapes and destroys historical sites.
Diving deeper into the issue, the effects concerning the plants and animals in the area have been far overlooked for human needs. The Three Gorges Dam has been the cause of multiple displacements of both human, animal, and plant species. This not only disturbs the reproduction patterns of multiple species, but it is a cause of endangerment of most that used to thrive there. Those like the Baja dolphin are now almost extinct, at first because of fishing practices, but now because of the construction of the dam, the issue has only worsened. Along with the dolphin, the giant Chinese river sturgeon, who dwells along the river, can no longer migrate upstream to mate, and along with many other, is confined in its living areas.
What about plant life? Surely they're doing a little better.
Actually, no. Because of the dam, there's a 50% loss of sediments and nutrients downstream that are beneficial to the growth of plant species. This not only hurts plants, but humans as well, as some of them were used for medical purposes.
Do the sediments have any other lasting effects?
Actually, yes. In fact, the main reason to build the dam was to control floods, but studies have shown that the increase in sediment deposits due to the construction could increase the possibility of flooding upstream, hurting nearby agriculture and affecting local farmers and consumers worldwide. And you know how the dam was built to supply hydropower, reducing toxic emissions? Well, it turns out that decaying vegetation and the breakdown of silt from the reservoir are actually the cause of a substantial amount of greenhouse gases.
So the dam isn't as clean as it promises, but what about in relation to human needs? Aren't there a lot of people who really agree with the construction of it?
Yeah, there are a lot of people that agree with it, but also some that are against it. Some people that are for it are the Chinese government, shipping companies, dam builders, hydropower companies, people who have lost homes / loved ones due to flooding, and clean energy advocates. Some people that are against it include farmers forced to relocate, the Yangtze River dolphin, which is now extinct, environmentalists, archaeologists, geologists, and people just wanting to preserve their people's history.
The Yangtze is one of the most heavily populated areas, displacing millions. The government promised homeowners compensation for land lost, only half were fulfilled. Some people were even sent into poverty because they only received $7 a month. And to make matters worse, the ones taking millions from the people originally living there are simply gaining so much more from the attraction that the dam has and continues to receive.
I read something about Native American inhabiting the lands once. Is that true, or is it lure for those angry about construction?
Yes, their cultures, values, and traditions were all washed away with the dam, leading to huge society distress. Their values were lost, but 5,000 new jobs were created. You can conclude if all of it is still worth it then.
So the real question still rises: is the Three Gorges Dam a good thing, or will it lead to even more dam problems?